Okay, so first there was television, then there was reality television, supposedly capturing real life. Now we have Unreal, a satire of reality TV on the Lifetime Network. It goes behind the scenes of a dating show that's a takeoff of The Bachelor. Unreal has won critical acclaim and a Peabody Award in its first season. NPR TV critic Eric Dagan says the show takes you where real-life reality TV often won't go.
Unreal kicks off its new season tonight by pulling off something even The Bachelor hasn't managed yet. It cast a black man as the suitor who picks a forever love from the crowd of hopeful women. Of course, the casting decision was met with a bit of surprise by the network, forcing producers to do some damage control on a conference call with the network president.
He's black.
Yeah, he's the first black.
No, he's not that black. All right, Gary, he's like football black.
I know who he is. All right, I'm looking at him right now. He's black.
Before too long, an explanation of the strategy comes from the show's top producer, Quinn King, played with mean girl ferocity by Constance Zimmer.
You know, hell yes, he's going to be dating white chicks, okay?
I promise you, 20 million viewers. Twitter will melt down.
That sums up the appeal of Unreal. It exposes the underbelly of reality TV while examining the impact on the people who make it. Check out this conversation where a clueless staffer asks her boss, Rachel, about changing accommodations for a contestant.
Beth Ann, our white supremacist, doesn't want a room with Chantal, our black debutante.
Yeah, I was just going to move her. It would be super easy.
Madison, we aren't camp counselors. We don't solve problems, okay? We create them,
and then we point cameras at them. We need you to go outside and create an on-camera fight between the racists and the black debutante. Do you understand?
Yeah, I think we understand. Still, beneath the manipulation of contestants, there's a more subtle story here. Rachel, played by Shiri Appleby, is promoted to showrunner, controlling every aspect of the dating show Everlasting. But the pressure is turning her into a mirror image of the caustic, demanding Quinn. Her ex-boyfriend, who hates her guts and works as a cameraman on the show, is worried.
Looks like you haven't slept in weeks.
And so what, you're worried about me?
No, I don't give a rat's ass about you. But if anybody needs me to testify that you're a threat to yourself and others, yeah, I'm there.
Oh, really? Is that right?
Yeah, but it's mostly for the others, though, because at this point, I'm actually okay with you hurting yourself.
That's a really dark thing to say.
Even a cynical producer manipulating racial controversy for ratings can still be stung by the contempt of a former love. In real life, ABC's The Bachelor has been sued for its lack of diversity, never casting a black man in the lead role over its 14-year history. That might be because the show's built as a real-life princess fantasy for its mostly female viewership, with little room for a black prince charming. Racial tension may play out on the sidelines among contestants, but it never takes center stage the way it does on Unreal. Lifetime's show is impressive because it works on so many different levels. The central irony of Unreal, for example, is that two smart and empowered women like Quinn and Rachel are working so hard to create and control a show that exploits smart and empowered women just like them. Unreal's second season takes that irony even further, as Rachel convinces herself that the positive impact of casting a black man outweighs the harm of the show's stereotyping and lack of real female empowerment. That sounds an awful lot like the hypocritical thinking that justifies much of the exploitative reality TV we see on the small screen today. I'm Eric Deggans.